We experience so much judgment in our world today. Some Catholics, even church leaders in high places, feel they are so wise they can even judge the Pope. We can watch YouTube videos, some television channels, and even Catholic radio to hear how we sometimes judge one another. However, according to our Old Testament reading today, everything and everyone God created is loved by God. Otherwise, God would not have created it. God overlooks people's sins for a time so they may repent, so that they may be motivated to be transformed and become whole. In the Old Testament reading, we hear that God little by little patiently rebukes the offender and warns them where they are in error. God desires they abandon their destructive way and replace it with God's way of mercy and respect. God gives us time to repent. God is not the vindictive judge ready to condemn from afar. Zacchaeus, the tax collector for the Romans, was very successful in what he did. He was a top tax collector and had become very wealthy. He may have destroyed many people's lives through his efficiency in collecting taxes for the Romans and keeping some extra for himself. The crowds would have judged Zacchaeus as a horrible man to be disdained by them. Yet God created him out of love. When Jesus walked through the ancient village of Jericho, Zacchaeus, a short man in many ways, climbed the sycamore tree so he could get a better look at Jesus. He was not there to criticize Jesus' position on the law or the Jewish religion. He had a slight openness to see who Jesus was. When Jesus looked up into the tree and saw small Zacchaeus watching him, Jesus did not disdain him, but he saw a spark of goodness in him. Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' home. From a biblical perspective, one's home is one's entire life. Jesus wanted to come into his whole life to enter where Zacchaeus lived. By allowing Jesus to enter, Zacchaeus was converted. Behold, half my possessions, Lord, I give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over. This rich man, who had cheated so many, was now giving his life away. What an extraordinary conversion Zacchaeus experienced. In our world today, it is so easy to disdain and judge others, thinking our wisdom is much higher than someone else's. Many are not open to the possibility of goodness in the other. They may see others as right-wing or left-wing or heretics. Many would call themselves Christian, but do not realize everything and everyone God created is loved by God. St. Paul, in his second letter to the Thessalonians, prays that God make us worthy of his calling. We have been called to be reflections of Christ, to embody the gospel of Jesus. We are not called to judge others. Instead, we are invited to look for a spark of goodness in them. Jesus, through our respect and love of them, then may be able to flood into their lives so they can be converted. A friend of mine reminds me on occasion there is one finger pointing out toward others, but three fingers pointing back at yourself. What is it about ourselves that needs to be reevaluated and changed? Then conversion may also come into our lives. Jesus came not to judge, but to save what was lost. Matthew, the tax collector, was lost. Perhaps in some way we may feel lost. None of creation, which includes us, would God have created did he not desire and love us all. If we have not opened our hearts and our minds to Christ, perhaps the time is now. Then Christ can come and dwell in our home, in our whole lives. With his deeper presence in us, we will be able to recognize the spark of goodness in all people and in all creation.